Today's the 3rd of July, and joining us to share some things about this day in history is breakfast producer Zoe Konatis. How are you doing, Zoe?
Good. How are you?
Very well, thank you. What have you learnt about today?
Well, today, 14 years of food rationing in Britain ended in 1954 when restrictions on the sale and purchase of meat and bacon were lifted. Members of the London Housewives Association had a little party to actually celebrate the day.
I bet they did.
Yeah, in London's Trafalgar Square to mark the day of derationing.
Oh, wow. Gosh. I mean, trying to, you know, ration for a few weeks is tough. 14 years.
Yeah.
Why did they have to do that?
Rationing was introduced because of difficulties importing food to Britain by boat during the war. To ensure everyone had their fair share, to prevent people from stockpiling foodstuffs, various essentials and even non-essential foods were rationed, such as clothes, furniture and even fuel, and rationing of sweets and chocolates even began in the July of 1942.
No!
I know. Tough times.
What else did you find out about today?
The cult classic Back to the Future was released in cinema in 1985. It was directed by Robert Zemeckis and stars a very young Michael J. Fox and Christopher Lloyd.
Yeah. Now, this was a wonderful series of films.
Yes.
Very iconic. How do you think the, you know, people reacted to it at the time?
Yeah, well, the director, actually, Zemeckis, was really concerned that the film would flop because Michael J. Fox had to film this Family Ties special in London, so he wasn't able to promote the film at all when it originally came out. And he was also dissatisfied with the Universal Pictures tagline, "Are you telling me my mother's got the hots for me?"
What?
Was the tagline for the film.
They obviously changed that, right?
I don't know. I think it's still some of the original posters. Yeah.
I don't remember that at all.
But despite all that, I mean, it's a infamous film. It made $210 million in the box office. The film's so infamous today that people even say very bluntly, if you don't like Back to the Future, it's hard to believe that you like films at all.
Yeah, it's pretty enjoyable. Anything else noteworthy from this day in history, Zoe?
In 1971, unfortunately, the Doors lead singer Jim Morrison died from an alleged heroin overdose. He was 27 years old when he passed away, which makes him a part of the 27 Club. The 27 Club is this kind of list of popular musicians and artists who all unfortunately died at the young age of 27.
That's true.
Yeah.
And they're sort of immortalized in their youth.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Well, should we play a song to pay tribute to him?
Yeah, I think so. I think we should play Light My Fire by the Doors for Jim Morrison today.
Sounds great. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Zoe Konatis.